versus the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On the Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Well, the biggest trending story for today is, of course, is Otumba Gbenga Daniels' son, who was terribly treated at the KFC fast food eatery at the International Airport, or MM2, yes, if I'm not mistaken. It's directly opposite the arrive, the departure, yes, entrance at the MM2 in Muritawa Mohammed Airport. And I've been there. It's literally just lined just by every other eatery just outside the airport there. And I saw that post, really. A friend of mine who works with the government and is in charge of people living with disabilities, Adenike, also posted it. And the first thing that came to my mind were all my friends who are people living with disabilities and how I'd feel if they were treated in that manner. But how do you run a business? And then you say, well, we don't want people with wheelchairs here, or we don't want people who are carrying crutches, or we don't want people who have one leg. I mean, who are you? Do you not know that there's a rule that every single business, it's just that, you know, in Nigeria, anything goes. Because you're supposed to make sure that your places of business are friendly. Every office, business place, and maybe the Lagos State Government and the government of Nigeria generally needs to start going into places of business. And I'm talking about offices, I'm talking about business places, eateries, to see how friendly they are for people living with disability. Do they have where, if they come with wheelchairs, how, where they can slide upstairs? For those who cannot literally take themselves up the stairs, are there other ways that they can use, other entrances? Because we get away with murder half the time until something like this happens. And then, oh, the government comes alive to its responsibility. And I'm also guessing, if it were I, a normal person, that posted this, let me not say me, because, you know, I have a little bit of influence. I want to believe that as a journalist, I have a little bit of influence. So I probably, if I posted a thing like that, it will catch fire. But let's say it was just a normal person who was just going to have a meal before they, you know, get on a flight or something. And they were poorly treated and they were told, you can't come in and have a meal, even if you're going to die. I'm sorry, wheelchairs are not allowed in here. Are you joking? Yeah. If it was an ordinary person that you know did this, could it have caught this much fire? Could it have gotten the attention of the government? Don't get me wrong. I'm not even saying that the government have not done well. In fact, I give them a round of applause. But don't stop there, Lagos State Government. Don't stop there, that department that is in charge of people living with disabilities. Begin to start checking places of businesses that are accessible to human beings, that people go into, including offices, to see how friendly they are. And when I talk about friendly, I'm saying their buildings and how it is positioned. If it's friendly for people living with disabilities, then you start finding them and maybe start shutting them down so that they can tell that you are serious about these people living with disabilities and not only lip or eye service. So Adenike, this is a mandate to you. Let's see how this goes. Let it not end with Mr. Daniels. Let it go further, because several other people may have had this shot end of the stick from maybe not just KFC, but several other places. And, you know, the people just went home traumatized and feeling terrible and just talked about it a little bit and then they got over it. But then in a case such as this, which I'm sure has been happening over and over again, this is the time for the government of Lagos State to begin to check these places of business. Take it as assignment. Because what just happened to that young man, I'd be very angry if it happened to me or a friend of mine. But I want to put a friend of ours on the spot here. And you know that I love you, Foma. But I remember years ago when we were in Port Harcourt, we went out as a group of Nigerian folk. We used to know how to have a lot of fun together when we were in Port Harcourt. And we all went out. I do remember me and my former colleagues, including Chuma, Foma, a lot of us. And they did not let him get into the VIP with us. And oh my God, I lost it. I literally lost it. And oh my God, I'm a baby girl. I'm a sweet girl. I am, you know, I have my wits about me. But on that day, I lost it. And we blacklisted those people. They begged us. By the time they realized who we were, see, that's the problem. I don't want you to be nice to me because of who you think I am, or because of who you know I am. I want you to deal with me like you would want to deal with every normal person, like you would want to be dealt with. But until they realized who we were, they started begging because they knew that it was bad market for them. When are we going to begin to do things the right way? Not because of who might catch us or the kind of fire that we might catch because of what we've done, but doing it because we have to do the right thing. Imagine if it was your brother, KFC. Imagine if it was your sister or your family member, or if it was you who's living with a disability. Would you like it if you were treated that way? So these laws that cover the people living with disabilities, we need to start testing them now. But I said all of that to say, bravo, Lagos State Government. Well, Lagos, let's go straight into the big stories for today. Once again, this is Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live facebook.com/Nigeria Info. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'll start with my very big story here. Dangote, Elumelu, Rabiu and others make Tinubu's economic team. The question that everyone's asking is, what does this team have to offer? Well, President Bola Tinubu has approved the establishment of a Presidential Economic Coordination Council and the Economic Management Team Emergency Task Force to tackle the prevailing economic challenges in the country. Now, presidential spokesperson Adrian Gilali made this statement saying that the two bodies were a strategic move to bolster the nation's economy, economic governance frameworks, and to ensure robust and coordinated economic planning and implementation. And I think that this is a great thing, but are these the guys for the job? Can they hold their own? Or should we be looking elsewhere? Is this just a name-dropping sort of team that, look at me, I have the best guys on my team? Or these are the people we really need to move our economy forward? I don't know, but I want to hear from you guys. Our second story here, DHQ declares 8 wanted for killing Delta soldiers in Delta State. DHQ declares 8 wanted for killing soldiers in Delta State. And we have their pictures and their names right there on the screen. There are those who have argued that this is not an army, the duty of the army to be declaring these people wanted. It should be a police, thing. The policemen are supposed to be in charge of it because they're saying it falls under the purview of police, not the army. But that's an argument for another day. Anyway, what are your thoughts on this? And finally, what is your NIN experience? Because they're giving an ultimatum, even though people are kicking against that Friday deadline. They're demanding an extension of this NIN. I've heard all kinds of things. I've heard that, we're unable to get access to the platform. It's been down for days. People have complained about being asked to pay monies to, bypass some things. It's just a total mess. But I want to hear your experience on this whole NIN registration thing, because the deadline is on Friday, but people are asking for an extension. So let's talk Lagos. It's a Thursday. Tomorrow's Good Friday. I can't wait. I love Easter. Anyway, 0201-465-7190, because 0700 is down. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. You could join the conversation if you're listening to us from outside of the country. Skype is up. We're Nigeria Info FM on Skype, so just go ahead and dial us if you are listening to us from outside of the country. We're Nigeria Info FM via Skype. All right. And also on Twitter, that's X, use the hashtag HardFacts. That way we're able to hear from you, and drop me a message on WhatsApp, okay? Let's talk Lagos. I'm really, really, interested to hear your thoughts, especially if you're a person who's living with disability and you've been embarrassed in such a way that you felt it in your bone marrows and you'd like to share. Let's talk. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts. Turn off your radio, please. Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
A beautiful afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Emeka is my name from Satellite Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful one. A round of applause, like you said, for the Lagos State Government. Like you asked, they have taken that abrupt step if it had happened to a common man. Because sometimes certain actions are taken simply because of the personality involved. Persons with disabilities do face a lot of discrimination in one form or the other, not just in business places. And it's time the relevant laws are applied so that we understand that we are all equal before the law. And for the economic team of Mr. President, I listened to the veteran Uncle JD this morning, and he made salient points which just talked to me. It was like some of these people on that team are people who actually brought us to where we are. That you are successful in business doesn't make you a top-notch economic expert. This country is blessed with so many economic experts that are supposed to be there. We don't even need that number of people. We just need few people who can get Nigeria out of the doldrum where she finds herself now. So I'm not impressed with the economic team, because I believe that being a businessman, successful businessman, doesn't make you a top-notch economist. The stage where the world now is needs top-notch economic experts that can come up with top-notch economic policies and get Nigeria to the position where she deserves to be. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So the thing is, are we saying that the Dangotes of this world, the Ilumelus of this world, all of the big names don't have what it takes to build our economy, to bring it to where it should be? I'm asking because these guys also, whether we like it or not, own business conglomerates that also have top-notch economists advising them. And that's why I'm asking. Even if these guys are running big businesses or running in the financial space, does it make them the right fit for that council, for that economic forum? Because the truth is, one would really wonder if it can help to change our lot as Nigeria, as it is, wherever the economy is. These group of people, is it just a group of big boys sitting on an economic team as opposed to the guys who are going to crack the economic code? That's the question I'm asking. Hello.
Good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line. I'm calling from Ekwe.
Hi, Emmanuel. Go ahead, please.
Kudos to the Lagos State government.
Mm.
And a phone call can do. You know, but the question is, what if it was just a poor, ordinary person, you know, on the streets?
But
kudos to them, you know. Some people need to be taught a lesson.
Mm.
And then for the DSQ releasing the pictures of, our name of those wanted people, I think the act carried out was an act of terrorism. So it shouldn't be left for the police alone. Then talking about the president and the economic team, you see, I'm beginning to get worried, with the familiarity of the seat of power with some of these leaders of industry and some people who seemingly have a monopoly of production. You know, because some of us are concerned that the activities are not well regulated. Now, when they are close to the seat of power, you know, with this familiarity, if the director of the Standard Organization of Nigeria has issue with some of these people, I don't think he's going to act as fast and be bite if it's necessary for him to bite. You know, because of this familiarity with these people, we have fantastic economists who can do this thing better than these people. For the fact that you have big name does not mean that you can do this economic job, because we are really in a mess. And we need smart people, you know, and people who have proven to be a top-notch economy, not
okay.
Because you are rich or wealthy, it means you are a fantastic economic guy who is going to bring us out of this mess.
Right.
I think the presidency should do something about it, because I'm not comfortable with this familiarity of these people with the seat of power. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. It's interesting. But are we not the one? Again, I'm not a spokesperson for Mr. President, neither am I a spokesperson for the economic team, but I'm saying we're the same people who are saying, oh gosh, we're so sick of this government always backtracking and making promises and then going back on those promises. What would happen if the presidency said, well, you know what, I'm thinking I'm going to take out Dangote, I'm going to take out Rabiu, I'm going to have just a Lumalu, and then I'll bring Bismack, and I'll bring a Kingsley Mogulu, and I'm going to bring in Gospel Obele or some of the best economists from across the continent to be on that team. You're not going to say, oh God, they have come again, this government. I'm just saying. I'm just the messenger. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Francis calling from VR.
Go ahead, Francis.
Yeah, on the economic team of Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
it's quite unfortunate. You know, the two men that included in that team, the Elumelu and the Dangote, is a no-no to me. They are part of our problem in this country.
How?
The dollar scarcity, they contributed big time.
How did they?
Because we have refused to tell ourselves truth in this country. Some of us know what we know. Yeah, our biggest problem.
What exactly Dangote do you
cement,
know, sir?
How much is Dangote cement? And is manufacturing cement in this country. Whereas it's supplying to Ghana. Ghana cement is better and cheaper. You know? So we continue in the government of Padi, who know who, government of who know who. Why didn't Mr. President involve the Nigeria Info Crew to select the economic team?
I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the idea.
No, yeah. I'm not joking now.
No. Neither did I think you were.
We introduced better people, more capable men.
Okay. I really appreciate you for the vote of confidence, but I'm just going to leave it at that. AB's calling us from Lagos here. Hello, AB.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm interested to be on Hard Facts.
Lovely.
So, to the NIN conversation, I am not going to be linking anything. I really would like to see the government do their worst. I honestly would not be linking anything. I have linked those all of
really?
The things.
Really? What? Yes. What do you mean, honey? You don't want to be connected anymore?
Because all of the things they're asking me to link has been linked before. If they have internal issues, they should fix it. I am a tired Nigerian that is tired of doing things multiple times because the government is messing up. So I'm not linking anything. Not the bank, not the lines. If they want to block them, be my guest.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And when it comes to the issue about the conversation about the disability, interestingly, this is not the first time that this particular individual has actually tweeted about this this disability issues in Nigeria. I have to say I commend the Lagos State government for how quickly it was picked. But for a country that has not even done well for, you know, quote unquote, able people, we really do not think about the people with disability at all. And this is inclusive of even even we, the citizens. Like, it's not something that we put at the back of our minds, and it's very sad. And I think that, yes, we should definitely be thinking about it and not just wait for one issue to come up before we think about it, because they really represent a very large number of the society that we are in.
Very true.
And then for the economic stuff that you mentioned, council that you mentioned, I genuinely think this is just name dropping. Honestly, because is Dangote going to leave his business and start facing the economy of Nigeria? Tony Elumelu, blah, blah. We have people who are competent, and I think this is just the government doing some sort of grandstanding. I mean, if we mention all these names, you guys would think we're doing something. Uh-huh. But in actuality, I don't really think they're going to help, to be honest.
Wow.
It's one thing to build your own entity. It's another thing to build the economy of a country that's that is as dysfunctional as Nigeria.
Wow.
And until we are ready to really get to the root of it, I think all this name dropping is so stressful.
Okay, AB, lovely, lovely, lovely position that you've taken. Although I don't necessarily agree with you not linking, I understand that feeling, because I remember I travelled and I came back into the country and then my line is not working and they say, oh, you have to, your line has been blocked because you did not do NIN. I said, are you people all right? When I did NIN, it was not a thing. And it was linked immediately. You guys started saying, oh, link it. And I said, I tweeted at them. I said, if you guys like, you can keep the line. If you're just joining us, this is Nigeria's number one talk news and sports radio station. We're broadcasting live from our audiovisual studios right here in Itumiyen Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon, and I, like I always say, will make sure that this is your most authentic news experience, and you can get it nowhere else but here. From now till 6 p.m., we promise to make sure that you have the best of information, education, and entertainment, so you live here a very well-rounded person at the end of the day. Anyway, these are the big three stories for today. We're looking at, of course, the DHQ declaring these group of people wanted because of the killings of soldiers in the Delta. Also, Dangote, Lumelu, Rebiu and others make the economic team. And I'm asking, obviously, the question that's on everyone's mind, are they on the team because of who they are or because of what they bring to the table in terms of cracking the economic code and bringing a lasting solution to our economic problems? And if they're not, what are they doing there? Of course, I want to hear your NIN SIM card registration, wahala, and experience, have you been able to do it? How long did it take you to do it? Did you pay any monies? Have you been able to access the line, the website? I mean, what's it been for you? Because I'm hearing that a lot of people are demanding an extension because the wahala that comes with the whole process in itself is a lot. So we'll talk about that. And don't forget, we're looking at what's happened at the KFC eatery at the Murital Mohammed International Airport 2, where son of a former governor who is a person living with disability was discriminated against by that eatery and then led to a shutdown of that particular eatery until they are able to meet certain requirements by the Lagos State government, something that's worthy of applause. But some people have raised questions, and one of those questions is what I'm about to put up. A very good friend of mine here on Twitter, Chidi Okereke, tweets and says to the Federal Airports Authority, who had put out a press release earlier today, 4 hours ago, saying, who's going to shut you people down for not optimizing the entire airport for people living with disabilities? Great question, right? He says, who's going to make you people fix the faulty elevator that led to this entire thing in the first place? We wait for part two of the episode of Surviving Nigeria. Oh, and someone also posted saying that charity begins at home, asking me if my office is optimized for people living with disability. I can't answer that question. And also asking that all the other places that we go to, are they optimized for people living with disability? Well, let me just tell you, I have a lot of people who live with disability that work in my office and they're good. Yeah, and we can do better, obviously, but they're good. And it's a good time for us to all reevaluate how our business places, you know, the way they are. And if we can move a few things around to help the people who live with disabilities have access to those places. Because I'm thinking to myself, what if it was I that was in that situation? I mean, yeah, all fine and dandy, it was Otumba Gbenga Daniels' son, but it could have been anyone. And who knows how many other people have been discriminated against so many times. So, a big question for the FAAN, have you really optimized and updated your airports in its entirety to accommodate people living with disability? And when these eateries were opening up, did you make it part of the requirements that they must have a space that accommodates people with wheelchairs? Big question. 0201465-7190. 0201465-7190. Join the conversation via Skype. I'm ready to take the Skype calls now. I saw a lot of Skype calls coming in, but now I'm ready to take your calls. So go ahead and call when Nigeria Info FM via Skype. Send me a WhatsApp message I'd like to read from you. Let me read the messages while we wait for the Skype calls to come in. Okay. This one says, it's a pity that the fast food was shut down, not because of the way they behaved to someone with disability, but because it was the son of a former governor. I whip for this nation. Ajiri, I'm sorry. I think you're getting it all mixed up. It's because a certain person looks at a person sitting in a wheelchair and says, sorry, we don't let people with wheelchairs come in here. Are you all right? How do you even say that? If I am the owner of the business, I'm sending you home. That's if it's not part of the things that we told you to say to customers, then you're going home. And if you can't explain to me why people with wheelchairs can't come into your eatery, if you tell me that, oh, there's no space for the wheelchair, I'm so sorry. Is it okay if we bring a chair and you sit in it and then, or something, find a way. But you can't just say, sorry, we don't accept people with wheelchair here. Are you joking? So yeah, it's not about the man's son. Yeah, some people are making that case, but it could have been you, Ajiri. Someone says, the military's reputation is diminishing. In the same way they were occupying the Okoma community. And, okay, I'm going to read that message, but let me take this call via Skype. All right, Devor Okore is calling us via Skype. Gee. Hello, Devor, where are you calling us from exactly? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where exactly are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm calling you from, I'm just around Cotonou.
Ah, okay, perfect. Go ahead.
Now, I just wanted to add quickly that it's not about the name dropping or the businessmen behind the economic team. The problem is why most nations don't put businessmen behind their government economic teams is because businessmen are profit-minded.
Mm.
When you are profit-minded, you are not thinking specifically about the people. So what you need is a combination of the two.
Mm.
Economic-minded people who are well-rounded in development, mm-hmm. as well as business people who have that edge. So when you bring the two on board, you will get yourself out of the problems that you face. For example, you know, a business person might say, let's do oil and gas, all right? But you know, oil and gas destroys the environment. An economic person would say, let's address social amenities like water, lights, housing, food.
Yeah.
That might not bring as much money. So that's usually the difference. And you need a balance of both, what I call it, both competencies to give you an economic policy that would get you to the right place.
Mm.
Nothing more. Absolutely nothing more.
Mm.
It's the fiscal plan. We shouldn't even be hearing from CBN anymore. Mm. All we need to hear is from the fiscal-minded human beings, from the Ministry of Finance, this economic team. And it's not even how brilliant the ideas are, because I can assure you, between Dangote, Elumelu, and the rest, boah, they'll bring good ideas. But the question is, will this government implement? The last government had Dr. Doyin Salami, Bismarck Rewani, the best brains in the country. Did they implement?
Yes.
So let's really hit the button where it actually is. It's not about the policy. We have brilliant policies, but will they do it? Because most times politicians are devils and angels in one person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, Buhari told us that he wished he had the presidency when he was young. And for those who were old enough to know Buhari in his younger days, he was effective. Him and Edi Agbon. Things were running now. That's not the same Buhari we had the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So what we want is Tinubu to act with his members, listen to what they have to say, and implement it. It's not an easy task.
Okay.
But
all right.
Do what they say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Corey. We appreciate it. Well, we're still taking calls via Skype. So if you're listening to us from outside of the country and you want to participate in the conversation, please, by all means, we're Nigeria Info FM. So call us. We're also live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We'd like to hear your thoughts and comments on our Facebook Live. So go ahead and post your comments, even on our YouTube Live. We'd like to read and hear from you. Let me go to Facebook Live. Prince Leo Ozoma says, most names on the list that are tested people in their different fields of endeavor, and I expect that they should be able to deliver. But don't forget that they all have different business interests to protect, which begs the question, will they be fair enough to reach decisions that are unbiased and will be beneficial to all? Time will tell, he says. And for the embarrassing thing that happened in that itinerary, reflects how much we don't even value the dignity of human beings. Thank you. Melody Obi here says, those names you call for the economic team have nothing to offer this economy. They're called, I'm sure you see, they're called friends of the president. That's all. Okay, Melody. Ike here says, thank you, Ike. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, let me go to WhatsApp quickly. Don't forget, if you are listening to us from outside, you can join us via Skype. I'd like to take more Skype calls. This one here says, let the hard truth be told. President Tinubu is buying time and appointing his cronies as economic whatever. I make bold to say that some of them put this country called Nigeria where we find ourselves today. Boyson from Afro Media. Okay. This one says, KFC, fall my hand big time. This thing only got to the news because it was Otumba Benga Daniel's son. If he was an ordinary man in the streets, we won't even hear of it, talk of hearing it on the radio. Well, Olusoga, let's not totally, you know, throw away the baby with the bathwater, okay? This one says, in this climb, persons with disabilities are treated with low-class citizens, like they don't have a right to exist, cohabit, or lead a life. The society here does not really care about them. And the only time you see little consideration given to them is when the government needs their vote to use them and dump them. That's it. I've been to your office at Nigeria Info a couple of times, and I commend the inclusivity for people living with disability in the establishment. How many companies are doing this? Thank you, Mrs. Oboli, for your message. at least somebody is supporting me. Someone says, on people living with disabilities issue, the outlet was closed because the son of an ex... Oh, guys, come on, can you get over that? He says, this is my opinion. It's because the son of the governor was involved. The economic team of presidents is just an association of his friends. Finally, how many times are we going to keep linking our NIN to our lines and our accounts? Sickening the way we do things in this country, Collins. I don't even know what to say about that one because... Someone here says KFC has been there for years. The same policies against people with disabilities. Why has this not been addressed? Is it because the son of a politician is now involved? What policies did Binga Daniel pass during his tenure? Oh, come on. Come on. To protect the people living with disabilities, despite having a son with disability. As a current senator, what bill has he sponsored relating to this? Bad governance be like standing fan. He go touch everybody in a matter of time. Remy? From Akoka. The man is just there. Stray bullets have gone to eat him. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Febby. I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically I'll start by saying that regards to the N9 stuff, I thought like it's been all long gone. Like they had the deadline some time ago.
My dear, he keeps raising his head
because I did my NIN in 2012.
Exactly.
And I don't like, I'm wondering why people are now rushing because we've always had deadline every now and then, and I feel like a lot of people should have had their NIN.
Yep.
So number one, that shows a lot of us ourselves, you know, we are careless about whatever happens. They say we don't really care about it. So, and it shows our attitude as people. We don't care. That being one.
No, then secondly, again, let me just correct that. They're making people redo it again.
I know
for one of my other lines, I'd had to go back again and re-register the line. And I'm thinking
with
to myself...
the same NIN? Or
yes, with the same... NIN. I've had the same NIN since 2013 or so.
Because my banks in Nigeria, and even they sent me the link to do it, and I did it here. It was all verified. I just did my picture, put my NIN number, and it's all
lucky.
Gone.
Some of us had to go there.
I'm only surprised when people give different excuses, and I'm wondering, at the NIN, I did it safe at the comfort of my den. I was still at uni. They just called us then, that time. Can you do your NIN? And we did it. It was all gone. So that being aside, secondly, regards to people living with disability, it's actually not a government thing. It's a society thing. And why do I see that? Look around you, all facilities you see, you understand? Which one of them as like a facility for people with disability? Just look at it.
A couple of them actually.
A lot of them don't have. Like I know Lagos very well, for example. Even Lagos even still has the highest. Because I traveled, when I was in Nigeria, I traveled in Lagos, I schooled in Ilorin, been to a lot of the states in Southwest, even in the North. Mm. You'll find out that even Lagos has visually the highest number of companies or public places that has facilities.
Mm.
Other places don't care. It is a society thing because we feel like these people are like low class. Let me tell you, for example, here, if a place doesn't have a facility for you, if you are disabled and they don't have a facility for you, they will tell you beforehand that we don't have this facility, or could you go to maybe the nearest center that could accommodate you.
Mm.
But in Nigeria, they don't care. Like, they feel like, oh, you should find your way around it. And I think this should serve as an eye-opener for everyone, and even for the government and for people generally, to know that we need these people among us. There are a lot of them that are even better than a lot of us that we feel like we are able. But just to encourage every one of them that there is always ability and disability. Don't let anybody talk you down. No human is better than you. And just always know that life is a puzzle of conundrums, and we all have our conundrums. And the best thing is we should get ahead of our conundrums. God bless all of us. God bless Andrea.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Let me go back to the phone lines. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, Miriam. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, lady? Where are you calling from?
This is Blessing, calling from VI.
All right, Blessing, go ahead.
Please, I want to talk about this NIN something.
Okay.
Every day they're talking for radio that this thing is free. But when I go for Oshodi, before I'm leaving to do my own, they say I should bring 10,500 naira.
Why?
10,500.
Why?
I pleaded with the man. I even priced him 5,000.
But why? Have you asked why?
The man refused. My side, Oshodi, for other side, he refused. What empty office? They're just kiosk like this. They refuse with 5,000 naira. So out of anger, I have to leave that place. So the following day, I was going to work for VI. I would take permission from office. I go to Etiosa. Etiosa said no. So they find me to ZNET headquarters. That's what I did my own. I did not pay any one naira since February 12th.
Wow.
Until now, they refused to open my line. My second line. Now, I go back to Etiosa. They say I have to do validation. They say, written is what? It's 1,000 naira that I don't have money. I go back out. The following day, that same place, that man said I should pay 10,500 for the NIN. I go there, Toga, I want to open my line. The man said, validation. The man said I should pay 3,500 naira. Yesterday, I said, can I pay 2,000 naira for you to open my line? The man said, no, I should pay 3,500 naira. Obviously, the man never opened my line.
Wow.
So I asked the Toga, say, the deal is, I said, they say it's free. The man said, who said it's free? They're collecting money to do validation. The man said, I should pay 3,500 naira.
Wow.
Obviously, my line is not open yet.
Wow. I really sympathize with you because I don't understand what's going on with that process because there are too many stories. We need to get someone from the NIN to come tell us exactly what's going on. But thank you very much for sharing with me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this is not the first time. I remember the lady from Gberigbe told us the same thing, that she was asked to pay money. And, you know, because they hear that this thing is supposed to be free, they keep arguing. And these people say, okay, well, you don't want to pay, that's your business. So I think we need to get someone into the studio from NIN here in Lagos to come and explain themselves. And if it's not right for people to be paying for these things, then it's time that you begin to rein people in. Because I don't understand what's going on in this country. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ogun State.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Ogun State, to be precise. Yeah, I must say I commend the Lagos State government for taking such action against KFC. Because people living with challenge in this country are not considered to be anybody. In fact, they are taken as low-class citizens. I think let us expand this conversation a bit. A lot of them are not even employed. And amongst them are graduates with good certification and some even skillful, but they are not employed. It's sad. Now, let me relate that to the economic team of the president. Those people, of course, are very, very important businessmen and well-recognized in this nation. But I wouldn't know whether the economic policies they will be making will be biased and will be of benefit to all, the citizenry and nation we hold. Now, I have a personal experience. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you want me to...
Quickly, because we don't have time. Just in 30 seconds, if you can quickly do it.
All right. Now, let me relate it to what happened in KFC, talking about people living with challenge.
Yes.
Now, I had an employment with one of the companies, a member of the economic team, as it were. I do have direct relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a letter of employment. And then I reported myself and I told them I had glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, till today, canceled that employment. I now consider that what about those who are blind, those who are lame, those who, if at all? So you understand. So we really need to do something in this country concerning those who are living with certain disabilities.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing. And I apologize for all the bad treatment that people like you have, experienced at the hand of those of us who should know better. And it's inexcusable, if you ask me. It's inexcusable. Someone here says it's only when rich people are affected that is where we see action being taken in our country, Nigeria. And I wish one of the incidents happening in the north, this message, Dampi, is going in a direction where I can't take it, so thank you. Yomi says, For the economic team of Mr. President, the likes of Dangote, Tony, etc. are not fit to be on that team. They will never suggest any policy that will affect the businesses. How much is Dangote Cement, Sugar and others today? Was it not Mr. Tony that was recently niched to with debt of billions of dollars to the CBN? Come on. They will continue with policies that will kill small businesses. Oh, wow. And Robert here says, I hate to hear this NIN news. They keep disturbing Nigerians every time. Bandits to Boko Haram. Criminals are having feed day. I'm sure you mean field day. And they cannot be trapped, despite the fact that they do make calls. And one person will be disturbing every time to link NIN and BVN. They should go ahead and do whatever they like. I'll be waiting up on safe. Make them leave me alone because I de vex. Okay. All right, Robert, take it easy. I've got 3 minutes on the clock. I want to see if I can take a few more messages on our Facebook Live and on Twitter so that we can carry everybody along, spread the love. Uh-huh. Someone is asking me on Twitter, Mrs. Oboli, saying, I have a quick question. How many of these kidnappers have they caught through NIN, even their phone numbers? They keep telling innocent citizens to go and link their lines to NIN repeatedly, as if that's easy. Who NIN help? And why don't we have a retentive data to the process? I really don't know. Because if I want to get my passport renewed, they capture my data. I want to renew my driver's license, data capturing. I buy a new SIM card, data capturing. I open a new bank account, data capturing. They are taking data every day. Where do you put the data now? Are we not supposed to have a harmonized database? What is this mess, though, Nigeria? What is this mess? Ugh. Even I am tired, you know. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Go ahead.
You see... Marianne, the truth is that there are too many bureaucracy going on in Nigeria today. This economic team, that economic team, that and that. What is the job of the ministers and the PAMSECs that they've appointed? And this economic team, whether they are multi or trillionaires or billionaires, this team will not just sit down and be clapping or just offering their advice. They will take tea. Wouldn't they spend money? Would they sponsor?
That's you your see? Problem that they'll take tea. Really? Pastor Ladipo, this is your problem.
Too many committees. Listen, if you have appointed a minister of finance, he's supposed to give you the best. If you have those people working in the finance department, what is the? It's like we are too used to this so-called committee to a point that even if it's to do anything, we appoint committee for it. It is painful. And this once now, they will come up with another policy that nobody will. It will become document that they will keep again.
Okay. All
right. Olu Donut in the last one. The one with the one with Buhari, was Bismarck not there? What is the end of what come out of it? And then lastly, for the NIN, when I wanted to renew
in
my 15
seconds,
passport,
I have to go on a break.
Are you hearing?
Mm-hmm.
When I wanted to renew my international passport, if you see what I went through, they said I need to do what is the revalidation. That revalidation almost made me not to get the passport on time. Now, bank is coming back. What is the meaning of what? Are they just, for their own laxity, for their own carelessness, for their own lack of coordination,
right,
they are making people to pay for it?
I've got to go. Thank you very much, Pastor Ladipo. We've got to go on a break, Lagos. When we come back, I've got 3 more minutes at the bottom of the hour before we say our goodbyes to get into the next segment. Now, on the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by an analyst from... Senegal, yes, Senegal is more like the story that's in the news. Let's talk about the emergence of the new president and the electoral processes and the challenge that lies ahead for the new president. That will be on Global Review. We'll be right back after this break.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Listen. business, trust us on Hard Facts. Whether it's politics, social issues, controversies, and trending stories, you know we're credible and objective.
It's Hard Facts with Marion Okun on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back. I've got 3 minutes on the clock. I want to take one call from Skype and then read some messages. So that Skype call, I'm ready for you. This one says, what will be the role of the National Economic Council created by law and chaired by the Vice President with all states, governors and members in this new agreement? And ad hoc committees are not the solution to the current economic quagmire we find ourselves. Thank you very much. You didn't give me your name. This one says... Charity begins at home. Okay, I think I have read this, your message. Thank you. This one says, I would have believed in that economic team until I saw the name of Wale Tinubu on the list. What is Wale Tinubu doing in that list? Why is Tinubu adding his children to anything and anywhere he goes? It's just a way to make his son powerful and rich. Genesis from Bariga. Now, wow. This one says, okay. On the NIN, it sums up Nigeria. What of those in the remote areas? What of the elderly and economically disadvantaged? Or those in the other parts of the country or outside the country? I'm sure that's what you mean. The whole process should be automated and seamless. And from any corner of the globe, they send links that don't work. Why do they like to make the life deliberately difficult for Nigerian citizens? Nee from Omoli. All right, this one says, the government needs to take inclusion more seriously and inclusion goes beyond just wheelchairs. I totally agree with you, sir, or ma'am, Titi Layo. She says, albinism is in most organizations in Nigeria, even public places are not accessible. Discrimination cuts across social aspects. Okay. This one says, Uche from Sango says, one thing I know about... Your cut, Uche, say your own, leave the colors alone. Eh? Pete Debbie from Ikorodu says, they're just disturbing someone. My line was disconnected. I went to their office last week. Since on Sunday now, I can't call out. Me, I'm not ready to stress myself. They should just do their worst. How many terrorists have they arrested? Pete Debbie. Okay. This one says, thank you, Robert. Oh my God, thank you. this one says that economic team would do nothing good to the economy. The economic fortnight of this country. Okay, but for themselves alone, these are taskmasters, and they are the ones that led us to where we are now. Can I ask how did these guys make their money to start with? Buyer from beggar. I'm sure Google can tell you that, buyer. All right. The news is coming up at the top of the hour, and that's the most I can do for now. When we come back on the other side of the clock, let's talk about Senegal, something that works. And of course, you know, 2 weeks ago we had a guest from the West Africa Democratic Radio talk to us about how the electoral system works and how the elections were supposed to go. Now the elections have come and gone and someone has emerged. My guest is going to be giving us background and telling us what the way forward is for the people of Senegal. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info, the nation's number one talk, news and sports radio station. Yvonne Haifo is here with the news.